Cowboys Dolphins, Thanksgiving Day at 3:05. The Tickets Dallas Cowboys Countdown to Kickoff begins tomorrow afternoon at 1. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
It is 5:13. That is the time. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You are listening to The Hard Line. Good afternoon, everybody. We are out today at Boston's
Gourmet Pizza.
That's right. I got good stuff here.
Oh, yeah.
You'd like some nice spaghetti and meat sauce with a couple of meatballs with cheddar cheese on it? They've got that. They will fix you up with some of that stuff. It's really good.
That's the last thing I saw on this earth.
That's right.
Golly, don't play that drop. Come on.
All right. It is probably also George. Yep. By the way, George is with us today.
In for the hammer.
Right.
Yeah.
And, George, it is time for us to all begin pondering the looming specter of the Ranch Report.
That's right.
Sure.
We'll get the Big Mickey prediction for tomorrow's game.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
The Big Mickaroo prediction.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, with more on that, here's Cobra.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you very much.
More on what?
Are you guys anti-shopping for Christmas prior to Thanksgiving?
Yes. We talked about this the other morning. My wife, and we've shopped a little bit. I've shopped very little. She's shopped some. We've already purchased probably a dozen gifts.
I think it's a smart thing to do.
And she thinks we're... it is. But don't freak out about the fact that you've already purchased some and you think you're behind.
Behind?
She thinks we're behind, yeah. And we're running behind.
How? Got,
I don't know. Still got a lot to buy. Women freak out way too much about shopping.
They freak out too much about everything.
Everything. But shopping for Christmas, they really freak out too much about it.
Have you even thought about it? Has it even entered your specter?
Oh, I had my shopping for this Christmas done 3 years ago.
Hey, there is something cool. I know people will get out and fight the crowds here in a couple of days. We have some friends who will finish all of their Christmas shopping by Friday. That's kind of cool because then you can actually enjoy the holiday season and you won't have to the pressure of getting gifts.
There's no pressure. It takes one day. Just go do it. There's no pressure.
Yeah.
I'll go a week before or whatever. Just pick whatever day I have free. Go do it.
But you know what it is? They always want to have the perfect Christmas and, oh, we want to get the kids the perfect gift.
No, they get what you give them.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, come on.
They're lucky they get gifts.
All you do is you write down what you want, what store you need to go to, and go.
Every day is Christmas.
You should be done by noon on that day. Be at the store at 9, done at noon.
I'm with you.
Yeah, every day is Christmas.
It is.
Well, just as a service to the listener.
Mine too.
There are three new Christmas ideas that we want to give to you people.
Breakfast quesadillas.
No.
Oh, that voice.
No. They all have a celebrity endorser.
Yeah. Let's have Fernando talk in the next segment.
No.
I don't want it either. All three of these gifts. If you're a mother, a father, a child, a grandpa, a grandma, it's for everyone.
Yeah, pretty much. That pretty much covers everyone.
Thank you. So, are we ready?
Yeah,
back
we're
there,
ready.
Danny?
Uh-huh.
All right, well, let's listen to...
Now, what did you say? They all have a celebrity endorser.
Yes, they all have a celebrity endorser.
Huh.
So, listen closely as we give you a little insight or maybe a hint on what to buy your loved one for this Christmas.
Nothing says I love you like diamonds. Whether it's a diamond pendant, necklace, or diamond ring, you're sure to impress your loved one on this most special day of giving. Imagine the look on her face when she opens the greatest gift she'll ever receive. Diamonds. But what if diamonds aren't enough? Well, here at Zampier Fine Jewelry, we have a special offer, but for a very limited time. For you, the selective diamond shopper, we present the Emmett Smith Collection. On display now, combining the finest perfectly cut diamonds and grade A black Angus feces. Here's former Cowboy running back Emmett Smith.
We have some diamonds, but we had a lot of cow poo-poo around it. And the diamonds was mixed in with the poo-poo. It just all looked like poo-poo.
It's the Emmett Smith Collection, only at Zampier's, combining diamonds and farm fresh manure.
Wow, the Innisfil diamond collection. So you have some diamonds.
Right.
But over here...
But you got a lot of cow poo-poo.
Right.
Well, when you mix it together...
All the night poo-poo.
Right.
You mean when you mix it together, the diamonds go away, and it all looks like poo-poo.
All right. The night poo-poo.
Right. And I guess that's only...
That was the dumbest quote of all time.
That's only at Sam Pierce.
Right.
Fine jewelry. Sam Pierce. I think they're on it.
Where is Sam Pierce located?
Just find a 7-Eleven. It'll be right next to it.
Do we have another one?
I think we have a few more.
All right.
So let's take a listen to the next idea.
Hey, moms. Be sick and tired of slaving over that hot stove for hours while the family enjoys holiday fun? Well, don't panic, because this holiday season, reach for the hottest new cookbook that's sweeping the nation. It's called Unique Recipes by Washed Up Pro Running Backs. Here's a sample of one of Emmett Smith's own mouth-watering recipes. A fun side dish that'll enhance any Thanksgiving feast. Diamonds and poo-poo.
Diamonds, but we had a lot of cow poo-poo around it. And the diamonds was mixed in with the poo-poo. Get this, all the like poo-poo.
Mmm, that sounds delicious. So walk away from that crazy kitchen and enjoy the season with easy dishes from Unique Recipes by Washed Up Pro Running Backs. And don't miss Corey Dillon's scrumptious recipe for rubies and crab casserole. It's Unique Recipes by Washed Up Pro Running Backs at local bookstores now.
That's also a recipe.
Yeah.
Because it does say it involves mixing.
Right.
He's working both ends of the spectrum there.
Well, that's good that you have those two items.
To fly by, where you can now entertain those impatient little kids with NFL's Books on Tape. We have all your child's favorite titles, Jack and the Beanstalk, Treasure Island, and our newest popular release, Diamonds and Poo-Poo. Listen to a magical story about a team of young diamonds who were surrounded by the evil cow poo-poo and how they beat the odds. Led by NFL all-time rushing leader Emmitt Smith.
Yes, diamonds. We had a lot of cow poo-poo around it. And the diamonds was mixed in with the poo-poo. If this all looked like poo-poo.
So check out NFL's Books on Tape today. And don't forget our other titles as well, like Sapphires and Turds, read by Reggie Kelly of the Cincinnati Bengals.
What?
It's NFL Books on Tape.
Well, it ain't fruit dog, but it ain't bad.
No, that's great.
All the night poo-poo.
So as you can see...
I'm so glad I brought that tape up to the station.
Oh, that was you?
That was me. That was off of that Jerry's Cowboys thing. And I was just so shocked. I was at the very end when they were talking about the Cowboys falling apart. And that's all Emmett could say about going from, you know, Super Bowls to 6-10 in 1997.
But it's funny because it does sound like he's like describing a recipe or a story for the
children's book. See, here's my idea for this book. You got some diamonds, and then you got cow poo-poo.
That's the first thing I thought of when I heard that. Is that, and it has that kind of haunting music behind it, like, and I picture a lot of little kids just sitting around him at a campfire.
All wide-eyed.
And he's just talking about the story of the diamonds.
Did the cow poo-poo take over the world, Mr. Smith?
We had a lot of cow poo-poo around it, and the diamonds was mixed in with the poo-poo. It just all looked like poo-poo.
All of it.
All of it. Like
so you can take it any direction you want.
And then I guess he cleaned up that quote when he went to Arizona and the diamonds and trash.
Right.
And that's why I don't know when they recorded this interview with him. I don't know if it was like last spring or what.
Yeah, it was all last year because... Like, someone else, Dale was on there, or Chris Arnold or someone. They said they taped it a year ago or so.
Oh, okay.
And it was made then. So, what anyway.
Well, that's certainly explosive stuff. Book. Yeah, I will too, and I'll be looking for Sam Pierce for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, my gosh, Sam Pierce is a place we can all benefit from.
Yeah.
But I've never heard of it. I can't believe I haven't seen it somewhere.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
I'll look it up on Mapsco.
All right, it is 5:23 here on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket. And if it's 5:23, that can mean one thing and one thing only, Giorgio.
Looming specter of the ranch report?
That's right. That being that it is time for us to all gear up for the looming specter of the ranch report, which will be delivered next here on the ticket.